News Traffic and Weather Station. This is News Radio 620 KTAR.
You touch a key and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust.
Except for us.
Right.
You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
How do you make your voice sound like that?
Well, you go to school for years.
Not like that. I mean, like, when they did your voice and it sounded like all electronical and stuff.
Yeah, you go to school for years.
Yeah.
And then you press a button.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Yes, welcome to the Computer Corner. It's time once again for the data doctors to bring our bag of tricks in here and try to help you with your computer questions, concerns, problems, and just general, if you just want to get it off your chest. That's what we're here for.
Bag of tricks?
Bag of tricks.
I only brought a pocket full of tricks today.
Well, that's why I'm here with that big bag over there.
Oh, okay. Good thing one of us was thinking ahead.
Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Matt Bauer, as per scheduled, I guess. Correct?
Yes. Yep.
Programming note, there's a possibility that we will be on hiatus the 28th of this month. We'll keep you posted on that, so we'll give you plenty of lead time, so that if you decide you want to listen to our archives on the website that Saturday or whatever. Hey, we're talking computers, but we're specifically going to talk today about digital music services. Connie Weber, who does the morning drive time news, Connie and Ned had me on earlier in the week, and were asking about, what service do I use? How do I know which ones are legitimate? How do I know which one's the best? How do I know I'm going to get what I think I'm getting?
The place that tells you that for one time, one low fee of like $10, and that's a lifetime membership, and you can get unlimited downloads of pretty much anything you want.
Yeah.
Either A, it's not legit, and you're kind of stealing still.
Or B, it's not legit, and you're kind of stealing still.
Or B, they don't really have much of a selection at all, or the selection is from really obscure stuff that you've never heard of and that you don't want anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a legitimate, even like an indie site where it has a flat rate. Usually it's still a monthly rate where they're charging you, every month. These folks that are looking for the quick hit, they know that once you figure it out, you're not going to pay them anymore. So none of them have a monthly fee schedule because they're basically selling you something you could download for free anyway, which is a pirate tool to go out and get shady, sketchy, somewhat illegal, copyrighted material. From other users on the internet. So we're going to talk today about how to legally download music and what the ins and outs are and the different kinds of services and why you may or may not want certain services and ultimately how you can make it all work with your little portable music device if that's really what you want to do.
Or if you just want to play that stuff on your home stereo, we've got information about that as well. We've got, of course, resources posted at our website. As always, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. You'll see a section that says resources. Those are the resources we're talking about. Also below that, you're going to find previous shows in case you want to go back in time, like the 88 mile per hour DeLorean. You can do that there. Also, you'll find Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and then, of course, links to ask a question or make a suggestion.
Jace!
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So all that's there for you. And obviously, if you are an avid downloader of music, you've been at this for a while, and I only want to talk to people that are doing it legally. If you're telling me how to do it illegally, that's not us. We've seen the light. We've smelled the coffee.
And it tastes like chicken.
Yes. So if you're one of those illegal downloaders, I hope you smell what we're stepping in, because we're not going to talk to you.
Absolutely. And if you want to know how to download music illegally, this is not the show for you.
That was years ago.
The place for you would probably be Google and just go do a little hunting, and I'm sure if that's what you're up to, then you're going to find plenty of places for that.
So we're going to talk about portable music players. Obviously, iPods pretty much reign supreme when it comes to portable music devices, but did you know that that could change your online music choices as far as who you're going to download from and what you have to do to be able to get what you downloaded into that iPod?
Yep.
Very important that you understand these things. So we're going to talk about all that here during the show. Obviously, we're going to have our man Adam come in. I'm thinking he's going to have news about the launch
iTunes
of the launch of Tiger, the new OS 10.
Meow.
I've already personally been called with people that, believe it or not, folks, you Mac militants out there, you won't believe it, but I actually get people that have Macs calling me, asking me, what should I do? It turns out that there's been quite a few, just like what happens with Windows when new versions come out. It's like that first couple of weeks, it's like compatibility issue, compatibility issue, compatibility issue, compatibility issue. And you know what? Just like what we tell people in the Windows world, if you like living on the bleeding edge, then you should adopt new technology the minute it comes out. The minute it get launched, you go get it, put it on, and you be the one that figures out all the problems for the masses.
Please, do us all a favor.
If you're not up to that, you might want to wait at least a couple of weeks, let them work out the patches and the bugs, and at least the knowledge. So when you call somebody and say, hey, I just installed this, and I don't know if... And they're going to go, well, we don't know what to tell you yet, because it's so new. So remember, pioneers get arrows.
Right.
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 And tigers get arrows.
Well...
Tiger pioneers.
Something to that.
They get something that hurts, probably like darts.
And so there's a lot of documentation out there. If you are an Apple aficionado, you might want to do some homework before you decide to upgrade to Tiger.
Digital music, that's the title of the show, the theme of the show. We're talking about it today right here on the Computer Corner, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. That's the digits to dial if you want to talk to us about your digital music issues, your questions, your problems, or whatever else might be ailing you.
When we come back, we're going to tell you about time travel in Cambridge.
Here's fair warning. The following offer sounds too good to be true.